What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. That's the line from a famous Christian hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Jesus, our friend, our brother, our savior.
有何良有仗主耶稣，多我罪亦担我忧。呢个系一个好出名、好著名嘅赞美诗里边有何良有仗主耶稣嘅歌词。耶稣系我哋嘅朋友，我哋嘅弟兄，同埋我哋嘅救世主。
So today in our gospel reading from John, we also see that the Holy Spirit is our guide. What a guide we have in the Spirit, we could sing, all our anxious fears to calm.
而今日我哋喺福音书读经里边咧，都睇到圣灵咧，亦都系我哋嘅指引，亦都可以话有何指引像圣灵，可以平息我哋所有嘅忧虑同埋恐惧。
So we believe in God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God the Father, our creator, our preserver, our giver of all good gifts of body and soul, our daily bread, our reason, all of our senses keep going, blessing after blessing. God the Son, Jesus Christ, who makes us his children, heirs of eternal life through his death and resurrection, through his ascension to heaven. God the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, who guides us, calls, gathers, enlightens us by the gospel, the good news of Jesus.
我哋相信三位一体嘅上帝，圣父、圣子同埋圣灵。天父系我哋嘅创造者同埋保护者，佢赐俾我哋嘅身体同埋我哋嘅灵魂，我哋日用嘅饮食、我哋嘅理智、我哋嘅感官等等一切美好嘅礼物。圣子系耶稣基督，佢透过十字架上面嘅死亡从死里复活。 使到我哋成为佢嘅儿女，佢嘅子民，永生嘅继承人。圣灵神系真理嘅灵，引导我哋。佢用福音耶稣嘅好消息嚟召唤聚集，同埋启发我哋。Our
gospel reading today is from the Gospel of John, and John's gospel in particular of all the gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, really focuses on the Holy Spirit. In John's Gospel, the Holy Spirit is called many names, Helper, Comforter, Counselor, Advocate, Spirit of Truth.
我们今天所读的福音是来自约翰福音。约翰福音特别向我们展示了圣灵的力量。在约翰福音里面，圣灵被称为帮助者、安慰者、顾问、引导者和真理的灵。
It's easy, I think, to think of the word spirit or ghost as ephemeral or just immaterial. God's word, though, shows us that the spirit is down to earth. It's quite active. Actually, the spirit is named by verbs or actions or what the spirit does, helps, comforts, counsels, advocates, guides.
是无关重要的。其实上帝的话语告诉我们知道，圣灵是非常积极和活跃的。圣灵这个名字就是根据圣灵所做的事情而来的，去帮助、安慰、咨询、引导和真理。John's
Gospel wants us to be very clear about the guide of the Holy Spirit, what the Spirit does for us. The Greek word, original word, in John's Gospel for Holy Spirit, which is translated many ways in English and other languages, is paraclete. It has a range of meaning, help, comfort, advocate, truth. The word itself comes from para and kaleo, which in English at least have some references. Para, like to parameter, para around, and kaleo, to call or to call out. To call out around. That's really what the Spirit does. To call us all around, or even right by our side. Can't miss it. The good news of Jesus Christ. That's exactly what the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, does. Calls, gathers, enlightens, advocates, make known. Big picture. Out everywhere. There it is.
约翰福音里面用到的来自圣灵的希腊文这个字呢是 paraclete， 佢意思嘅范围咧系非常之广泛嘅，系包括帮助、安慰、引导同埋真理。呢、这个字本身咧包括 para 即是或者系 around 或者 side by side， 以及发出呼叫 kaleo， 听起上嚟咧就好似英文单字 call， 向我哋四周同埋我哋身边嘅人咧传讲耶稣嘅好消息。呢、这个就系圣灵保惠师所做嘅呼唤、聚集、启发、安慰、提倡同埋引导。
Jesus says in our gospel reading today, John chapter 16, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own authority. Ever he hears from me, he'll speak to you. He'll declare to you the things that are to come. He'll glorify me. He'll take what is mine and declare it to you. Think of parakaleo, calling out all around what Jesus has given. All that the Father has is mine, Jesus says, and he will declare what the Father has given to me, to you, all around, everywhere.
耶稣在我们今天的福音书《约翰福音》第十六章讲到，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将所授于我的告诉你们。凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授于我的告诉你们。就好似之前牧师所提到，他要将所有的是传讲出去，是在我们的身边去引导和带领我们。
So of course this has happened in scripture. We'll commemorate it in a few weeks. Pentecost, 50 days after Easter, the Spirit is given all around to the disciples as they proclaim all around in many languages the good news, the death and resurrection of Jesus. And you know, the Spirit has been given to us in a very profound way. Scripture is very clear about it. In baptism, Titus chapter 3 says, God saved us not because of anything we did by our righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration, by the renewal of the Holy Spirit. Washing, regeneration, renewal, baptism, Spirit, calling all around to us who have received it, poured out to us in Jesus Christ. This is fulfilled for us.
几个星期之后，即是复活节之后的五十日，就是五旬节，圣灵降临节。圣灵是降临到教堂，呼唤世人来到耶稣的死亡和复活的面前。圣灵已经在洗礼里面是赐给我们。新约提多书第三章讲到，神救了我们不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，藉着圣灵的重生和更新的洗。圣灵就是神藉着耶稣基督我们救主口口灌绕在我们身上的。当我们接受基督的洗礼的时候，圣灵就倾注在我们身上边。
The same Holy Spirit now guides, comforts, consoles, advocates, leads to truth, all these things, and everything that is to come. What a friend we have in Jesus, we sing, right? All our sins and griefs to bear. What a guide we have in the Spirit, all of our anxious fears to calm.
现在这样的圣灵，因为同样的圣灵的引领，安慰、劝告、提倡我们，引导我们了解所有即将发生的事情的真相，就等于之前我们讲到，有何良有像耶稣，我们有精神上面的指引，有圣灵上面的指引，可以平息我们所有的忧虑、焦虑和恐惧。
One very important act that the Spirit does, which makes sense why Jesus says it the night before he's betrayed, is that the Spirit guides us in uncertainty. For those of us who have been around the city long enough, right, we remember what it was like waiting for the subway before the subway countdown clocks. The screens, right, tell you at least theoretically when the next train is coming, which track, where should I wait? You sort of know your fate. Before the countdown screens, what did you have to do? You sort of had to dangerously look over the edge down the tunnel, hoping to see a light down there somewhere. Now we know when the subway will get here.
在耶稣基督被出卖之前那一夜，我们都明白到他当时是多么焦虑，但是在我们居住在城市的人来讲，我们或者都有少少明白到，因为我们很多人都会记得在地铁未有这个摆在你面前知道地铁几时会到，下一班车几时到，到哪个轨道的时候呢，是那种的不确定，那种的忧虑是怎样的。这个荧幕呢，有了地铁之后，这个计时的时候呢，我们会知道下一班车几时到，需要几耐先到，在哪一度会到。在见到这个画面之前呢，我们只能够望住个隧道，希望见到个地铁几时会出现在我们面前。因为有了这个这样的指引呢，而家我们知道地铁几时会到，是几要等几耐，同埋是哪个轨道我们应该过去那里。
That subway clock, uncertainty, wanting to know what happens, is a good way to kind of approach Jesus in uncertain times, talking about the Spirit to disciples. You know, the disciples found themselves in a very uncertain moment. We tend to really not like uncertainty, right? Most moments of extreme stress in our life, they match high moments of uncertainty. Losing a job, finding a place to live, uncertainty over a diagnosis or health concerns. And there's the old adage, right, that surprised people tend to behave really badly. Don't surprise someone unless you have to, and even then, expect the worst. Surprises and uncertainty tend to make us defensive, worried, angry, or worse, overwhelmed.
咁头先提到耶稣被卖之前嗰一夜，佢嗰种焦虑啦，同埋甚至系小事到我哋等地铁嘅时候嗰种嘅心急，嗰种因为唔确定性嘅嗰种嘅紧张啦。我哋好多时咧都唔中意啲唔确定嘅事情嘅，好多时候都会令到我哋好多压力，同埋伴随住啲好高度嘅不确定性咧，令我哋嘅压力系更加大嘅。例如失去工作、寻找住嘅地方、为健康嘅问题，因为唔肯定。呢啲一切一切嘅焦虑，有句说话话：惊讶嘅人咧，通常嘅表现都系非常之差嘅。所以如果唔需要咧，尽量都唔好去俾啲意外嘅事件，或者去惊吓人哋，或者俾啲 surprise 人哋。意外同埋不确定性咧，往往令到我哋非常嘅担心、焦躁、不知所措，甚至系好愤怒嘅。
In our gospel reading, Jesus has had a Passover meal sort of regular with the disciples, and then he starts talking about leaving and not coming back for a while, and there will be anguish and worry and sorrow and then joy. Now, God our Father does not want us to be worried and overwhelmed. He knows our needs even before we ask. Jesus has taught this to us. He provides daily bread and all that we need. Our gospel reading today from John chapter 16 shows us this as well. Jesus, who speaks for the Father, takes place on the night before Jesus' death, the night he is betrayed by Judas, the night of uncertainty. One of his own trusted disciples, certain, becomes uncertain. And here Jesus proclaims a certainty for the disciples.
門徒同埋耶穌一齊食咗逾節嘅晚餐。上帝，我哋慷慨嘅天父，唔希望你擔心同埋不知所措。天父喺我哋所求之前咧就知道我哋嘅需要，并且每日丰富咁为我哋提供我哋同埋维持我哋身体灵魂所需嘅一切。我哋今日所读嘅约翰福音第十六章发生喺耶稣死之前嗰晚，嗰晚佢被佢最信任嘅门徒之一犹大出卖咗。
The disciples have eaten the Passover meal with Jesus. They've been fed. The hungry have been filled. God the Father has provided daily bread, and yet there's still kind of a hunger there, an emptiness of mind. God doesn't just want to feed us. He wants to fill our minds with his certainty of the future. God our Father not only gives us daily bread, all that we need to live and move and have our being. Added bonus, God gives us Jesus, his son, to save us, sins of the world, eternal life. Just like the blood of the Passover lamb in Egypt was spread over the doors for protection from death, we have that blood of Jesus spread over us. And now God, Father, Jesus gives us the gift of guidance, of peace, of security in the Holy Spirit.
而門徒咧喺耶穌一齊咧係食咗逾越節嘅晚餐，飢餓嘅人咧就已經飽足，但係我哋可能仲係感到心靈係空虛，對未來充滿不確定性、憂慮。天父唔單止賜俾我哋每日嘅飲食同埋我哋嘅生活、行動、工作同埋服務所需嘅一切，我哋天父將個兒子耶穌賜咗俾我哋。耶稣上帝逾越节的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的，就好像埃及第一只逾越节的羔羊将血是涂在门上面以免受死一样。
We're covered in the blood of Christ, protected in death by the eternal life of Jesus, the resurrection, the seal of eternal life. His innocent blood and righteousness, his rest in the tomb, his resurrection,We're covered all of this, his abundant eternal life, forgiven by his sacrifice on the cross, the Lamb of God for us. And our future is covered in that resurrection of Jesus. Because Christ lives, we can face each day with the certainty of eternal life. He lives forever. Even when we die, we live forever with Jesus.
我们被耶稣的血所覆盖，即使在死亡里面，我们都受到耶稣永生的保护，受到他赐给我们的无辜的鲜血和正义的保护。我们被基督丰盛永恒的生命所覆盖，我们的罪孽是被他所覆盖被赦免，因为耶稣在十字架上面的牺牲，上帝的羔羊的牺牲，耶稣从死里面复活，将为我们的未来带来永恒而丰盛的生命。因为耶稣活着，我们才能够面对明天。因为耶稣永远活着，所以即使我们死了，我们都永远与耶稣一起生活。
In our gospel reading, of course, Jesus all knows all of this. The Father has given him all this to know. He knows that this is the time of his glory and power.He knows that how we determine power is not how God does. It's in weakness that comes strength. It's in weakness that God's grace is sufficient. This is his death and resurrection, his victory over sin, death, and all evil. He knows this, so he sends the Spirit to point to this again and again.
在我们的福音书里面，耶稣知道这一切，他知道这个是他的荣耀、权力和王国的时刻。这个是他的死亡和复活，他战胜了罪恶、死亡和一切的邪恶。耶稣知道他很快就会死去，也都会复活升天到天父那里。
Jesus says in our gospel reading, a little while you will see me no longer, and again in a little while you will see me. Disciples don't know what this means at all.So they were saying, what does this mean by a little while? We don't know what he's talking about.
耶稣在我们今天的福音书里面说，等不多时你们就不得见我，再等不多时你们还要见我。有几个门徒就彼此说，他对我们说，等不多时你们就不得见我，再等不多时你们还要见我。又说，因我往父那里，这是什么意思呢？门徒根本是完全明白耶稣当时对他们讲的说话。
There's uncertainty ahead for the disciples. There's the reality of life. They'll no longer see Jesus face to face. He will die and rise. He will ascend. They will not see him and then see him briefly and then not see him again. And then there's the life of faith. They'll have to live with the gospel of hope. Because of this uncertainty, this worry, even these fears and doubts, Jesus says,When the Spirit of truth comes, He'll guide you into all truth.
門徒他們的前面是充滿不確定性，他們將不再能夠面對面的見到耶穌，他們將面臨希望福音的挑戰和將來的一切不確定性。由於這些不確定、這些擔憂甚至這些恐懼，耶穌對他們說，只等真理的聖靈來了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
John's Gospel says Jesus is that way, the truth, and the life. What the Spirit does is really guide us to see this or discern it in a more deep way, to see Jesus' way, to see his truth, to see his life more and more in a world where that's doubted and where the doubts creep into us. When we see more of Jesus' way, we see what he has done. We see how he has given us a way of forgiveness, life, and salvation, a certain future. We see his truth that he loves us no matter what, unconditionally. We see abundant eternal life, even when we go to the cemetery, that nothing can separate us, neither life nor death, from this love of God in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit guides us into this deep truth of Jesus, to see his way, truth, and life more and more in our lives.
我们发生乜嘢事情，就算系我哋去到坟地嘅时候，无论系发生乜嘢，佢都系无条件嘅全心全地嘅爱我哋。我哋睇见佢丰富永恒嘅生命，冇任何事情咧可以将我哋同基督耶稣嘅上帝同埋上帝嘅爱去分开。无论系生或者死，圣灵引导我哋认识耶稣嘅真理，系每日我哋可以越嚟越多嘅了解佢嘅道路、真理同埋生命。
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear, and what a guide we have in the Spirit, all of our anxious fears to calm. Jesus takes time to calm fears of the uncertain disciples. God's word dwells a little bit on this for us today. What is causing us to be uncertain? What is making us anxious and fearful? The Holy Spirit, right, is the paraclete, one who calls out all around. Call out that uncertainty and fear. Call it out. Call it out to God. The place of uncertainty and fear is the place where the Spirit is ready to guide to the truth of Jesus.
有何量有像主耶稣，当我罪孽担我忧。我哋有圣灵嘅指引，可以平息我哋所有嘅焦虑嘅恐同埋恐惧，亦都话等于话有何指引系好似圣灵咁好呢？ 系乜嘢导致我哋唔确定呢？系乜嘢令到我哋感到焦虑同埋恐惧呢？将呢啲不确定性同埋恐惧系要将佢脱离我哋，向上帝呼喊，请求上帝嘅帮助引领。这个充满不确定性嘅恐惧嘅地方，正系圣灵引导我哋去认识耶稣真理嘅地方。
The Spirit of truth is the Spirit of Jesus. And the Spirit seeks to meet our uncertainties with the truth of Jesus, that he'll never leave or forsake us. He's our brother, our Savior, our Lord in life and in death. There is no fear, no uncertainty that Jesus, the Lord of all, cannot and will not overcome.
圣灵使徒用使徒用耶稣嘅真理嚟满足去保预见我哋嘅不确定性，佢永远唔会离开或者抛弃我哋。无论生死，佢都系我哋嘅弟兄、救世主、主宰，冇任何嘅恐惧、任何嘅不确定性系万物之主耶稣系冇办法去克服嘅。When
we call out to God in our uncertainty and fear, the Spirit of God is there. The Spirit of truth calls out to us through the Word. Gathers us, keeps us close to the certainty and peace of Jesus. That's what the Spirit seeks to do. Jesus puts it this way at the end of our gospel reading today. You'll be sorrowful, but sorrow turned to joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because the hour has come. She has delivered the baby, no longer remembers joy. A human being has been born into the world. So also sorrow now, but I'll see you again. Hearts will rejoice. No one can take that joy from you.
当我们在不确定性和恐惧里面去呼唤上帝的时候，上帝的灵、真理的灵也都是呼唤我们，聚集我们并使到我们接近耶稣的确定性和平安。 耶稣在我们今天的福音书结尾是这样说，你们必忧愁，但你们的忧愁将变为喜乐。妇女生产的时候，因为自己的时刻到了，所以忧愁。生完孩子之后，就不再纪念痛苦，因为欢喜世上又生了一个孩子。所以你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就会喜乐，你们的喜乐也没有人能夺去。
The spirit moves from sorrow to joy. It moves from uncertainty to certain peace. It moves from the unknown to hope. That's all the wonderful work of the spirit, the guide, the paraclete, who calls out to us, to Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life.
从悲痛到喜悦，从不确定性到平静，从未知到希望，这一切都是真理之灵的奇妙的作为。圣灵引导我们走向耶稣，道路、真理和生命。
Take out what's uncertain in our lives this week. Take it out, look at it, analyze it, call out, give it to God. Let the Spirit of Truth handle it. That's what the Spirit does. The Spirit who can take that uncertainty and guide it to certainty of hope that we have in Jesus Christ.What a friend we have in Jesus, all of our sins and griefs to bear. And what a guide we have in the Spirit who calms our anxious fears, all of them. Amen.
在这个星期将我们生命里面不确定的事为例，去看一下而呼唤真理的圣灵来引导我们找到对耶稣基督的确信。有何良友像主耶稣，当我罪孽担我忧。有何指引像圣灵，可以平息我们所有的焦虑和恐惧呢？阿门。